How long have you how long has the band been going together?
Ah, sorry, I'm in a naughty place now. No. Anyway, I started playing solo in the early 90s and gradually accumulated musicians. It started off with a fiddle player and then a bass player, and it sort of gradually, and then it sort of come and gone, and you know, more people have joined it. And we've had this kind of lineup, so that's two lead players, bass, drums and me, since about 2001, something like that. And it's well, I think it's probably at its peak now, I would say. Because
says that's all the bad.
No, honestly. If you want to come and see a really...
It's all downhill from now on, though.
This is the time to come and see Kindred Spirit before we completely crumble.
Is it, say, disagreements within the band?
Oh, no, just sort of physical wear and tear, I think, you know.
Yeah.
The sort of, you know, where the Rock and Roll Express hits the buffers, you know, in my case, anyway. Not these other clean living people that I share the band with, yeah.
No, but we're really in good form at the moment, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's it would be a great thing to come and see us at Cranley. It would be a wonderful evening.
And you've got other albums apart from this one?
Yes. We've got at least three other albums. I'm trying to think what they are now. The one before this one is the Doghouse. That was made into an album by a popular request, because it was just going to be a demo, but they were all sort of tracks that our fans like a lot. So they were saying, oh no, go on, turn it into an album.
Do you get that a lot where fans are sort of demanding, oh, you know, please, can you put an album together? Oh God, yeah. I suppose so.
Yeah, we did. There's a fantastic pub in High Wycombe called the Bellevue. And it's really worth going. They have wonderful beer and they're really into music. And when you go in, you know, when you go into a pub and they're playing like rap music or something and you're thinking, oh God, you know, we're not going to go down very well here or something. But they play some really interesting, all sorts of interesting music. And you're thinking, yeah, this is going to be good. And then all the fans come along and... we've got some interesting fans that come there, haven't we?
Some quite extreme and lovely people, you know. I'm deeply moved and amazed when people come and follow us around and really get into it. And, you know, the excitement that, I mean, I don't know if I should say this, but the excitement that we're able to generate, well, through just doing our stuff and other people responding can be amazing, you know. It's a little pub that is just a place where people go and hang out and have a few drinks, you know, which is great. And then the place can really lift off in this crazy way. It's brilliant, you know.
Is there a specific track, for instance, of this album that you're looking forward to playing to inspire that?
Oh, that's a good question.
They know a lot of our fans there. They know the words, don't they? If you noticed,
yeah.
And in Metamorphosis, which you just played, there's a bit in, there's a chorus which builds up into a sort of where we're going, ah, and they all sort of start screaming back at you. And it's amazing.
I mean, they're holding their heads at the time, but maybe...
And the best thing is they're all named after bits of confectionery as well, like Wagon Wheel and Penguin. And
oh, yeah, guys, yeah.
Mega Man.
Yeah. Okay, let's select a track then that might inspire people to go wild at one of your gigs. What do you think?
Oh, the Hunger.
Hunger? Okay, let's go for that.
Yeah.
Gonna have to
good.
Play that and the Rock Show. That's definitely gonna be on there Friday.
Yay!
Well done, guys. That was amazing.
Yeah, We were just telling Steve about the interplay between the two lead players at the end of that track. You know, the electric violin and the flute, and how it's all sort of improvised segments. And, you know, one person does the first riffy thing and then the next person...
kind of responds. Yeah. So it's a kind of call and response.
You should explain.
And,
it's a duel, isn't it?
It is a duel, and sometimes we overlap, and there are weird moments of synchronicity where we kind of, well, it's always hard to tell exactly, but we're kind of playing the same thing, and sometimes we harmonise, and sometimes Annie scowls at me because I've actually played all over the bit she was going to play over, and sometimes I scowl at her, but that's just fatigue, really. But yeah, it gets really intense, and you're never quite sure. I mean, there is a structure, you know, we think, okay, you start, then I do this bit, and then sometimes it just lifts off and goes off into another realm, you know. Meanwhile, the people are dancing with their eyes closed and their arms lifted up, and then the police come and
join in.
They fling off their helmets and
groove. Back to the gutter.
Yeah, yes, fling off your helmets and groove, people. Yeah, that'll look good on the next T-shirt. Yes, I'll get going with the magic marker when I get home. No, it's just, you know, there we go. We're blowing our own trumpets. But, hey, it just gets wild. I just love it.
Yeah.
I can understand how, I mean, that is a phenomenal track. It really is. Yeah. It's got a lot of power and energy into it. And I just asked you how fair you're going to be playing that one live, and you said, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot to look up to in that one.
Yes, yeah. Because that wasn't me playing on the track, you know, but I've been practicing. I've been doing the masterclass. just basically listening to the CD and playing along with it.
Phil is a lovely player, though.
Have me own.
You want to talk about these guys, haven't you, really?
Yeah, every one is different. You know, I've been through a lot of violin players.
I
have. And, you know, they're all different. They're all slightly... They've got different styles and, you know, they're positive points. And Phil's got a very melodic... beautifully melodic way of playing. It's lovely listening to him play.
He's getting embarrassed now, look.
He's gone all red.
And Dave, red. Well, these two are the newest members of the band.
Tell us about them.
We should. Yeah. Yeah, David's lovely. He's our little cheeky drummer.
I'm still in the Kindred Spirit creche.
Oh. When you look round at him during a gig, he's always smiling and being cheeky.
It's the drugs they give me before I go on stage.
we told him we liked the cowbell. We wanted some cowbell.
What do they give you? I don't know what they give me.
On one track, and he went out and he brought the biggest cowbell he could find.
Didn't have the cow with it, though.
No. What's it called? What's the?
It's a black mambo, I think, or something. It sounds slightly sordid again.
It's never far away, is it, ladies and gentlemen?
Just can't get away from it.
For men.
Well, Steve, before we carry on, there's a couple of...
Go on. Sorry, I can resist.
There's a couple of posts that I've just been reading on the chat.
Yeah.
And Clive has said, got it all recorded, good for divorce proceedings.
Oh, no. What did I say? Oh, and that's the bits of me, was it?
Yeah, Facebook? Probably. I'm not sure.
Sitting
and
in a bikini, bits and she's been Helen, through loads of violin players.
Yeah, and Helen... Helen, who's your wife, Phil, has actually said, come on, Phil, tell him about your new album.
Oh. Well, it's sitting here. It's sitting
and
there
he's sitting here
himself.
And it's in his hand. it's looking quite wet now.
I don't want to touch it anymore now. I feel tainted somehow. No, I mean, I've had a long musical career before I did Kindred Spirit. And one of the little things I do, I've got my own solo album as well. So, and it's called, I'm Phil Martin, and the album's called Before We Go to Paradise, and it's poems set to music in a funky way.
In that case, could we use some of them on a poetry show?
Of course you can.
That'd be brilliant.
You yeah. Help yourself.
No.
We've got
what
time.
We'll do, if you want to keep the question, I'll just unwrap this very sticky CD.
Sticky fingers.
Come here, baby.
I get quite moist about my music, I have to say. But anyway. But it's quite warm in here. This jester's outfit. Let me see. Tiger, tiger. Okay.
When it's unwrapped,
yes. There's some plastic being manipulated at the moment. Yeah.
Causing trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when that plastic gets wet, it makes your fingers slip on it. Yeah,
heavens to Betsy, doesn't it just? Yeah. Slippery when wet.
It's all right, it's getting better.
Yeah. they knew what they were talking about, those Jovi types.
Yep, I've got it, I've ripped it off and it's in my hand.
Ooh, and it's now just been put in the player, and he's just about to press the button and press play go.
Activate the vibes. Resistance is futile.
Now, that's a...
Right, Nick, what track?
Tiger. It's the words of William Blake, one of England's great poets. Tiger, tiger, burning bright. Hand or eye, death framed by triple symmetry.
You would not believe the conversation we're having off air here. I dare turn the mic up, to be quite honest. Give it up, Phil Martin, before we go to Paradise, the album Tiger Tiger with the Y in it there. Wonderful stuff. I'll just hand it back to you for a second. But I'm taking a copy of that before it goes. Good. Now, what was that, Chrissy, about? Is it who's Gaynor, is it?
Yeah.
That's your missus.
Hello, love. Thanks for carrying the drums. Much appreciated.
We were just saying how lovely you are.
They don't know you like I know you.
I can see another divorce coming. Oh, that's that sorted.
How many is that tonight?
it's too many to mention. Oh,
showbiz, it's terribly destructive.
It's rock and roll, baby. Tell us more about this album, Phil.
Yeah,
Go on. And your extensive musical career, which you alluded to, but haven't actually told us yet. We want to know now.
30 years. Yeah. 30 years of rock and roll in various, playing electric guitar, and I've met various rock luminaries and supported Blur, and I've met Shane McGowan, and it's been a lovely and interesting and slightly perilous journey through life, playing the electric fiddle and the electric guitar and singing and shouting and dancing. But, here I am, still rocking at 50 and, doing my little solo thing as well, and, playing with Elaine, so it keeps me busy. Ooh. And I... Ooh.
Sorry, Helen.
Yeah. Oh, dear. How must it look? A few more, tiny little things about the album. I mean, it's basically kind of poems that people used to learn in school, by G.K. Chesterton and William Blake and Samuel Taylor Coleridge and some really quite astonishing poets, actually, and I've done my thing with them. And there's a few original lyrics on there as well, which I've squeezed in, and there we go. Come and see me in March at the Troubadour. And now I better hand back to, the people in Elaine and Kindred Spirit must now take back over, I think. But thank you for this little slot that I've had just for me.
I've just got a message for you, actually. Your wife has said, be nice if you want to keep your roadie.
Oh, I couldn't do it without you, dear.
Hang on just a minute. This is your official crawl time.
Yes.
I appreciate every minute you spend lugging my drums, and I'll cherish you forever for that.
Good that save. That was a good attempt.
I don't know. I think it could do with a bit more. On your knees and just...
On your knees, dog.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to say, I love you dearly, and nobody could carry my drums as well as you, my
Hold on a minute. Hang on.
I do love you dearly, Gaynor, and nobody could carry my drums as well as you do.
That was better, wasn't it?
That was better.
Any comments at all?
Well, I'm waiting. She's just said good evening to Clive at the moment. So.
You're out of it, mate.
The listeners have got so bored with us, they're talking to the
Very sociable thing, really. Reach out and touch somebody tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Literally.
But not me, Phil. Stop it.
David, you'll just have to got a lot to learn. Anyway,
that sounds like a good song, doesn't it? You got a lot to learn.
Do you play that song?
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah.
Did you play?
Well, occasionally. Oh, you mean music? Yeah. Well, I had to get on the act as well. Yeah, yeah. I need to pick up my guitar and play it more often, really. And I've been in people. What's this?
Fighting talk.
Gaynor has said that, thank you, darling. Fees might need to be renegotiated now you're famous on the radio.
Is this still for lugging the drums?
Yeah.
It's 10% and no more. I keep telling you.
Dare I ask 10% of what?
That will remain a secret.
My husband does a lot of lugging as well. So thank you, Clive. He's a good lugger.
You said lugger.
Lugger.
Yeah, actually, Clive.
That's real lager.
He's a lugger. He's a force of nature. Because what happens? I mean, generally, Clive will carry everything in practically at the beginning of the gig, and then he goes for a long walk to collect himself, while we do the final details. And then he reappears, and he'll support us all the way through the gig. And at the end of the gig, you're a bit sort of demented with it all. And while we're sort of fizzing like crazy, Clive quietly dismantles everything and carries it out to the car while we kind of, you know, shake hands with people and, you know, get a
sign autographs and see the group. Yeah. Apparently the groupies as well. Apparently,
our two invisible groupies, me and the bass player Mike, Mike the bass player.
Does he know this?
he does now. He's listening.
Are you listening, Mike?
Sign in if you're listening, Mike. No, we have our two invisible groupie friends.
Do you wave at them on stage when you're there?
We do.
They're just, you know, like, hey, you know,
some
hey.
Some of us have really.
What do they actually look like, the invisible groupies?
It's about 24, I would say. Fairly tall. I think Mike's a brunette. Mike is a brunette, I believe. It was just jealousy because the other
what's his name?
It's Eric. Enough.
He'll not go here. Well, he's already in it, isn't he? He's dug his own grave already.
Yeah, so I might as well get deeper. Yeah.
24-year-old brunette invisible groupie. Yes. That sounds kinky. And what's your one like, Phil? Oh, you got one as well, haven't you?
I've got a wife and manager. That's plenty enough.
There you go.
I only have eyes for Helen.
You keep coming out with these songs.
Helen.
Oh, God, we're going into our Garfunkel mode.
We
are.
Well,
mind out. Keep that rabbit in there.
What a lovely rabbit.
It's Merlin. Merlin the magical rabbit.
He's beautiful. And unfortunately, we lost our rabbit at Christmas.
Careless.
Rowie. No, I mean,
mortality way.
In a mortality way. But yes, and your budgerigar. Incredible.
You might actually hear him. He's chattering away in there at the moment. Very, very much into his music. Yeah.
Does he have his own show?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, it's very cheap.
Oh,
get in there.
Did-dum.
Did-did-did-did. I'll tell you what, choose another track off the album. Yeah, I think we'll do that.
I think you should play The Chain, because people will recognise it, and I think it's a good version.
I love that.
I had to leave that until the end then, because I could see they were just having a little bit of a duel there again.
Yeah.
Does this duel never end?
It's constant. It's like a constant series of skirmishes that flare up periodically to good effect, I think.
It's we're quite an exciting band on stage, aren't we? You know, we sort of move around quite a lot. And,
yeah. I mean, even in the confined spaces which we often play in, we're in constant motion. We're on fire.
We're going to hold you to that now, Phil.
Yes. I'll be swinging my extremities.
Careful, careful.
Easy. Never far from the gusser, ladies and gentlemen. Never far from the gusser. But yes, yeah. we'll be hot. We're rocking and swinging and pulsating.
Yeah, come and see us at Cranley.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Let's talk about the album. Let's give the details out. The album is
Metamorphosis. That's our most recent album, and you can find everything that you need to know on the website.
The band is King ElaineSamuels.co.uk.
Do you want to do that in that rock voice again?
The band is Kindred Spirit. The rock.
Would you
want me? Yeah.
Hang on. This is Elaine's version.
Kindred Spirit.
Good sir.
Oh, I think it's Kindred Spirit, isn't it?
Oh, that was a check. That was a real chicken out. Come on.
Kindred Spirit.
Oh, that was quite good.
It was almost like death metal, wasn't it?
Right. So, you've got to practice that now.
Probably the best folk rock band in the world. It was a time of rock and folk. They were folk stars on the edge.
Well, something like that. Anyway.
This is really good. No, carry on.
He's going to go into his shadow man in a minute.
And I will never harm the person whose bed that I live under. Anyway, we won't go there. It's only 5 minutes to ten. I'll be well past the watershed, and who cares? Anyway, so Kindred Spirit with us in the studio. Metamorphosis, the album. Don't forget Cranley Arts Centre, February 25th. ElaineSamuels.co.uk. Box office numbers, pens ready, please. You're probably ready for it right now. I know you are. 01483278000.
Well, can I just interrupt, Steve?
Uh-huh.
Offworld's back on the chat again, and he's been asking about the website, and Clive has given him your website details on there. And Offworld has actually said that he's not usually keen on folk music, but absolutely loved the Frantic Violin Duel. So...
Well, there you are. You see,
you're
changing people's minds.
We're more perhaps rock folk than folk rock, so don't be put off. We're not. We don't turn up in our woolly jumpers, do we?
Well, I
fingers in the ears.
Tonight, I actually had my jumper on. I have to confess, but I don't. It doesn't stay on stage. It's too hot.
Do you like? Do you go?
I'm going easy on the sandals these days.
No, he's just into his lycra.
Just the lycra, yes.
Pulled up socks.
Yeah, you're safe with lycra. Well, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, you've got to suffer for your art, darling.
Fortunately, we've only got 5 minutes left in the show to go, so let's just finish with a track. I think we've selected one, guys.
Yes, we want to leave you on an up. So we thought we'd give you best days.
Ooh.
Any final words at all while we just run around our team here?
Well, you know, come and see Kindred Spirit as soon as possible, and especially Cranley Arts Centre. And thank you for listening. And I want David to say a few words because he hasn't... Well, no, actually, you have been on the radio before. I thought he was a newbie.
On Radio Cornwall when I was a teenager in a brass band competition. Yeah, I'm a veteran. I'm almost a veteran.
Well, I bet you didn't get to speak, though.
It's true.
Yeah, this is your moment.
They had to gag me. I don't know. I'd just like to just thank you. Oh, I have two protuberances in my face. I'd just like to thank you all for listening. Come to the gigs. It's a great fun place to be. And hope to see you. Listen for the caravan. Hope to see you at Cranley in February.
It's gonna be hot.
Hot to rock.